The NCAA men's basketball tournament is here. By one estimate, American companies will lose nearly $4 billion in productivity over the next 3 weeks as workers check scores and compete in office pools. NPR's Luke Burbank looks into how businesses are reacting.
The month of March is rich with tradition. And we're not just talking about the NCAA tournament. It's also the time of year a certain kind of research gets popular.
We did a study of the number of American workers who are college basketball fans.
Rick Cobbs is with Challenger Gray and Christmas, a Chicago firm that every year at this time sets out to quantify how much work time is squandered thanks to employees cruising tournament-related websites.
You're looking at people spending almost 14 minutes per on those sites, and when you do all the multiplication over a 16 business days, you end up with a whopping $3.7 billion in lost productivity.
You'd think that at such a cost, companies like, say, Amazon.com in Seattle, where there are lots of people and lots of computers, would have strict rules about the madness that so often strikes in March. But they don't, says spokesperson Patty Smith.
You know, we don't have any official policy. We recognize that employees are grown-ups and they can balance their workload and their NCAA obsession all at the same time.
In fact, Rick Cobb of Challenger Gray and Christmas says overall office pools are probably a good thing. They build camaraderie and break up the workday.
Working nonstop means those people will become less invested in the work they do. You know, there's been studies recently even pointing to the Japanese economy where they work incredible hours.
And they don't have March Madness.
They don't. What do they got? Sumo wrestling? They could look at that, I guess.
Yeah, but the brackets are enormous, though, for that. Thanks to the internet, picking your teams has never been easier or faster, which actually cuts down on how much time is wasted. But something wicked this way comes from that very internet. For the first time ever this year, CBSSportsLine.com will show complete games for free on its website in real time.
That's a little scary.
Because of all the people who will be watching the games, says Rick Cobb, and what it will do to the others trying to get work done.
Even if they're not actually actively watching it, it's going to slow down your entire server system.
Now, why would you say that?
Larry Kramer is president of digital media for CBS. He says, despite how it might look, his company is not seeking the total shutdown of the American economy.
The at-work user has obviously got things to do at work, but also obviously gets breaks, lunch breaks, and things like that. And we believe that because it's free, that people would be of a mind to check in for a few minutes when they can get a time. It's not a matter of having to feel like you have to watch the entire game because you paid for it.
And Patty Smith of Amazon.com agrees.
People have stuff to do, and people are able to work at their computers, plugged into their iPods, coding away. So I don't think CBS airing the games live is really going to make that much of a difference.
To get the final word on NCAA office pools, there was one last person to talk to.
This is Jim Patterson.
Jim Patterson works at Media Relations at Challenger Gray and Christmas, that firm that tracks the lost productivity related to the tournament. He was also one of the top finishers last year in the company's NCAA office pool.
I would definitely say, you want to pick a couple, maybe four or five upsets. Don't just go through and pick all the top-seeded teams to go through.
Have you done your picks this year yet?
I've started, but I have not completed. I'm doing my research before I make my final picks.
Are you doing that research at work?
No, I promise.
CBS Sportsline isn't sure how many people will be able to watch the games live online at any one time. That depends on how long the streaming quality holds up. One thing it's sure of, though, is that the games will be the most watched live events ever online. Good luck finishing those projects, corporate America. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And here's a tip before you jump into your office's NCAA pool. Check out the A to Z guide to the tournament at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.